Not all electric vehicles are designed the same. Toyota Electric is built to work for you. Grounded in years of proven engineering, it feels intuitive from the start. The Toyota BZ for smooth, everyday driving. The BZ Woodland for all-terrain capability. The all-new CHR for an instant, responsive drive. It's not just electric, it's Toyota Electric. We make it easy. Toyota, let's go places.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Brian Baldinger, host of the Best Football Show podcast, Insider Calls, brought to you by Nationwide. For your insurance and financial needs, Nationwide is on your side. Baldy, I didn't think we'd be starting with wrestling today, but what'd you think of Cam Scadaboo, injured Cam Scadaboo, mixing it up last night at WWE Raw at the Garden?
Didn't he just have a fractured ankle?
Yes.
Like a dislocated ankle?
Yes.
I was bizarre. Just bizarre.
Thank you.
Honestly, it's a bad optic. But it's just bizarre. I mean, you're just trying to get yourself healthy and come back from a major injury. To see him in the quarterback there, I understand players can do whatever they want in their free time. But if I'm coming back from a fractured ankle, the last thing I want to do is be at a wrestling event. You just don't know what's going to happen. It's a crazy event. It looked bad. It was weird to me.
I'm so happy you said that, because when we say it, oh, you guys didn't play, oh, you guys don't know. So thanks for echoing what we believe here. And I think it's a greater issue. Bad move on his end. Abdul Carter seems to be a little sloppy, but yeah, he's a rookie, and sometimes rookies need to learn how to be pros. I think, Boldy, the bigger issue here is the Giants have no internal veteran leadership. Where are the guys who've been around for a couple of years showing the young bucks how to behave and how to act like pros? Where are they?
Who are they?
You know, even better.
Like, who are they?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. I mean, that's not Andrew Thomas is a great player, but that's not really what he does. He's a very quiet guy. I don't see him like corralling everybody. You know, this is how we do it. Like, I just don't see it on the defense. I mean, Brian Burns, the free agent, came in here. He's just trying to have the best. He's playing great football. He's the best player. I know Brian, but it doesn't seem like something like everybody's following Brian. Not that he's not a leader. I mean, he does it by example. But you just don't have that core person who's a Giant, understands what it means to be a Giant, be in New York, be in the city, be in that, within the confines of everything that goes with playing in New York. I don't see many core guys like that on that team.
Is it a normal occurrence, whether it's back to your playing days, Baldy, or current days, which I know you're on teams all the time doing a game every week and talking to all these guys, is it a normal occurrence to have a player fall asleep and miss a walkthrough or fall asleep in meetings?
It's not uncommon that guys are sleeping in meetings. The last thing, I mean, if you're, I mean, I've known guys that have done that. It's not uncommon, but not for a rookie that hasn't proven himself and hasn't done anything in his league, hasn't done anything, like for him to do that, that starts at the very top. Like, there's got to be, then there's real internal leadership issues if he's allowed to do that, or he thinks he could do that. Like, he hasn't done anything. It's not like he's Lawrence Taylor and he could take a nap in the middle of the field before a game and go change the game on the third play. I've seen him do that when he played. But no, it's just bizarre to me.
Like, it's unprofessional. It should be unacceptable.
It's unprofessional. Like, I don't know what he thinks he has done to earn anything, but that's just not good behavior. And it's just not professional. And when it gets out, it's out.
Mm-hmm.
It's boy, you better go play your butt off for the next 6 weeks to, like, erase that stain.
Yeah. Yeah, and Boldy, by the way, it's hard to look worse after you were fired, but I think Brian Daboll does look worse because, you know, the report one, just the report, was that it's, you know, happened a few times with Carter, missing or being late to meetings, and there was never a penalty. I appreciate Mike Kafka trying to kind of reset the rules a little bit and flex a little bit. I don't think he went far enough, though. I thought he got it half right. What, I mean, what message does that really send sitting sixth place? I mean, if that's really happening, sit your ass the whole game.
Not all electric vehicles are designed the same. Toyota Electric is built to work for you. Grounded in years of proven engineering, it feels intuitive from the start. The Toyota BZ for smooth, everyday driving. The BZ Woodland for all-terrain capability. The all-new CHR for an instant, responsive drive. It's not just electric, it's Toyota Electric. We make it easy. Toyota, let's go places.
Yeah, don't dress him.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, don't dress him. I mean, because he didn't do much in the game as it was. He had one or two good pass rushes, but, you know, he's not beating tackles out there. Like, he's in fact, I know Abdul, so I don't care how, whatever my relationship is with him. But I wouldn't want that performance on tape if I was him, especially after the coach just sat you down. Because if you just took the name off the back of the jersey and forgot that he was a third pick in the draft, okay?
Yeah.
You would think he's a free agent out there trying to make the team the way he played. Because I saw Zach Tom and Rasheed Walker wire him up. And so, like, I didn't see anything special. I didn't see a special skill or trait that he demonstrated in that game that said, that's why that guy was drafted as high as he was.
Well, you got to help us with this here. Now, I'd be lying. I'm not sitting there watching every single Penn State snap. Come on. But I watched him play in college enough to really like him. So what, and everybody shared that opinion, you know, transformative talent, generational talent. He's going to be a stud. He's going to be the best. Right? What was he doing on Saturdays? What was so special about him on Saturday that is not translating to Sunday?
He had a way of getting to the football, no matter what they did to him in college. You know, and... You know, what you're looking for is elite traits, because most of the guys you play against at Penn State, most of the guys, you're going to play Wisconsin, you're going to play Indiana, you're not seeing NFL players. It's not like the SEC, where you're seeing NFL players across from you every week. You're not seeing that in much of now. Oregon came in, some other team. It's better talent than it has been. But still, like, you're not going up against, you know, elite players at that level. You're not going up against Lane Johnson, you know, and the guys he's seen this year. Mm-hmm. So, but you are measuring is, you know, your burst, the ability to defeat a block, the ability to see things as they're developing and have the counter to be able to beat the blocker or the scheme, whatever, to get to the ball. You saw that a lot. But you're just right now, you don't see a discernible trait outside of sometimes he'll get a really good takeoff, and takeoff is important. Burnsy has that almost every time. But like you... Okay, elite takeoff, you see it sometimes, not all the time. But then you're just looking for, is he really strong? Is he really fast? Like, what is the trait that he's going to lean on to become a great player? Especially if he's taking a nap in a meeting. Like, you can work in this stuff and get better at it. Mm-hmm. And I would say that most rookies, especially in the defensive line, it takes a year to figure it out. You haven't seen the blocking schemes, the double teams, tight ends that can really block. You haven't seen a lot of that, and so you have to learn that, and practice is important, and tape study is important to try to figure some of that stuff out.
Insider Call is brought to you by Nationwide for your insurance and financial needs. Nationwide is on your side. Boldy, what'd you think of the interim debut of Mike Kafka?
There's some things I liked. For example, they were good on the goal line. You know, singled, like, they ran the ball well. They stayed with the run. But even the Singletary touchdown runs, unbalanced line, different formations, different things. So sometimes that can be a tough yard down there. But they had two touchdown runs down there. I thought that was good. The fact that there wasn't a single quarterback run called, you can run an offense without running your quarterback. Like, I thought, and obviously it's Jameis, so it's different than having Jackson. I get it. But still, 38 runs, all runs by the running backs. All right? So I thought they stayed with the run, especially in a close game. And so they limited the number of throws. You know, and then I thought they, you know, with that, They won the time of possession by 12 minutes. They outgained them. You know, the interception at the end of the game, I don't know. I'm calling him out, but I don't know what Jalen Hyde's doing.
He stinks.
You get exactly what you wanted. You got a two-man route, high-low concept. Everybody runs this. They sat down on Wandale on third and six. You would expect that. That means Jalen, whoever's that X there, has got to run across the face. That's Jalen. Jameis is throwing to a spot, and he's trusting that the receiver is going to go get that ball. Now, obviously, if you have a Malik Nabers there, he's going to go get that ball. Mm-hmm. You're going to probably win the game, at least tie it up. But, like, I don't know what he was doing because he doesn't look like he is expecting the ball. And it falls on Jameis, and everybody goes, oh, that's Jameis. He's a double eight. No, Jameis did what he was supposed to do. Yep. He read the defense. Go get the ball.
Yeah, it was embarrassing. Absolutely embarrassing. So I exonerate Winston as well. All right. We've talked about the Giants' offensive line as being a problem for basically a decade, and they were awesome. You just talked about, you know, the run game, and they were stout, and they were tough, yep. And they sustained drives. Like, with all the problems around the Giants, the O-line has certainly gotten better. Is it past the point of being league average, slightly below, a tick above? Where is that group right now?
I mean, honestly, we know the games that they've just, you know, let slip away. But I, you know, this is an offense, an offensive line that is certainly in the middle of the pack and is playoff worthy. Mm. I mean, Andrew Thomas, I mean, Micah Parsons lined up five times on him. He didn't get by him once, not close. Now, Jermaine needs a little bit of help, but Jermaine played really good. You know, inside Van Roten, I think, is better than anybody thought he was going to be. After all these years, always thought of as a backup, but he's earned his keep in there at right guard. Runyon is a solid guy, doesn't make many mistakes. Not the biggest guy, mm-hmm. but he's very, very smart, and he knows how to play. And, you know, John Michael's been fine when he's healthy in there right now. So it's at least the middle of the pack.
Okay.
At the way that they're playing right now.
BT and Sal on the fan. We're talking with Brian Baldinger. Who do you think Baldy's the best team in the AFC?
Well, you have to look at, you know, what New England's doing because it's legitimate. I saw them 2 weeks ago against Tampa, and they took them apart, and they're playing rookies everywhere, but they're very well coached. And the quarterback is an elite, top echelon quarterback right now. So you have to consider them, especially with the winning streak that they have. I've seen Buffalo last week, and Buffalo is still Josh Allen worthy of beating anybody because he's just that much of a force, but defensively they're a mess. I would say that you have to really pay attention to Baltimore right now. You're going to see them this weekend. Like, that defense is legitimate. I think the offense still has another step to go, but I think that's a team that they're going to play Pittsburgh twice down the stretch here, and we'll see. But I think Baltimore is going to be a problem for a lot of teams right now. And Denver, that defense can travel anywhere and win right now. To beat Kansas City like that, and Kansas City and Andy Reid had 2 weeks to get ready for that game, and for them to shut them down, and the way that they did it, and then to win it at the end again, I think that's their fifth come-from-behind victory this year. With Bo Nix making a huge throw, they're very well coached. And Sean Payton will use anything as motivation. I mean, Bill Cowher could say something on a pregame show that day, and he's using it as motivation in the locker room, and now he called the game.
Yeah, Sal's been pumping him up for weeks, so he's been on top of Denver. I hate to go from the elite to a doormat, but they are our doormat here, Baldy. That's the Jets. Just one or two quick ones here. Listen, I think it's really important that Aaron did make the decision to go to Tyrod Taylor. You're not going to save anything about this year, but like, the Jets should be, and based on this decision, are in the information gathering part of the season. You got to find out about these receivers, and to do that, you got to actually have a quarterback who can throw.
I agree. I mean, you got to find out if A.D. Mitchell can be a 1-1A, you know, a number two. Like, it looks like he can, you know, I mean, he's a talented player. Had a knucklehead play against the Rams this year that lost the game for him. But, I mean, he can run. He's 6'2". He's 205. He's in the 4.3s. Like, he's a legit talent. John Metchie, like, I don't know, like, he looks like more of a slot receiver.
Yeah.
Kind of, he hasn't really established himself, but we got to see, you know, what this rookie from Georgia can do right now. And, He's got all the speed in the world. Can he run a route? Can he catch the ball? Like, you got to find out about these guys right now.
What about Mason Taylor?
I like Mason. Mm-hmm. I feel like he's been underused, but I feel like his skills are good, and I think he runs really well. And in some offenses, even in some offenses, he would have 40 catches right now. You know, it's just a limited offense here. But I think he's a guy that you can game plan with, that knows how to get open, and I think he's going to be good after the catch. You can just see when he runs, just, you know, scouting is a study of movement, right? So, like, he just is very fluid and very smooth, getting in and out of breaks, you know, catching the ball on the run, you know, high pointing the ball, all those things. Like, it looks natural to him.
Thank you, Boldy. Appreciate your time as always.
Good stuff, man.
Okay, guys, you bet. I'll talk to you next week.
Yep. That was Odyssey NFL Insider Brian Boldy, your host of the Best Football Show podcast. Insider calls are brought to you by Nationwide for your insurance and financial needs. Nationwide is on your side.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.